Hello.
Hi, Bill. It's Lisa here. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
Ish.
I believe that
really
you've
good.
Been facing some issues. Tell me all about it.
Yes, I have. Okay. The book is finally done. I approved the book. Then I did get an ISB number. I have that. I just bought a barcode number. They're telling me I need an imprint number. And it's just they want to sell me something. They want to sell me first it was $2,000, then it came down to $1,200. Now he's coming down to $800. I don't understand all this. The book should be ready.
Okay.
And you can tell in my voice, I'm really frustrated. I know a copyright is automatic. You publish a book, it's automatically copyrighted.
No,
I'm also going
who told you that?
The government.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Bill.
Listen,
if that was the scenario, there was no need for any process or any type of pathway for the United States Patent and Trademark Office to officially lay out the process. So it's whoever
I applied
needs this information.
Applied for a copyright. I have to go back into them today, and I have to pay for it, and I have to send them a copy of the book. I don't have the book yet, but I can send them a digital copy of the book. I can do that. So that will be copyrighted.
Gotcha.
And I got a barcode.
Okay.
Barcode.
And the ISBN number that you're providing, you mentioned that it is legit, but it's not coming up in the system anywhere. Why is that so?
It came under BookWire. When I did BookWire, it came right up.
BookWire. Why is it only specified to that? You do understand that if it's an international standard book number, it doesn't have to be specifically for an individual site. So if it's only coming on BookWire and not
that.
On Google, that is something for you to look into, you know?
Yeah, I can look into that because I paid for this. And Bauer, Boker, B-O-K-W-E-R, they seem to be one of the largest companies selling the ISBN numbers. So I don't know why it's not coming up, and I'll call them. But it did come up on BookWire.
And what about the imprints? Did you provide those?
What exactly is this imprint? I'm still not really understanding what an imprint is.
Let me explain. See, international standard book number is a 10 to 15 digit long number that you can purchase online from anywhere, considering that you're purchasing it from a legit firm or company. So it has to be worldwide recognized. Okay, that is number one. Now, every ISBN comes with an imprint. Now, let me give you a vague example of how you can relate to what an imprint is. An imprint is basically a security key, you can say. There is a word or there is a key that is the imprint. It can be the name of the publisher. It can be the name of the author. But there has to be a certain imprint in order to use the ISBN.
I think the imprint is my name because I put it down as a self-publisher.
Okay, so that's
what they said.
Be
when
Bill?
When you read the thing.
Bill Farron or William Farron?
No, it's Bill because that's what I'm writing on.
Both are.
William's
okay.
Only my legal name.
Okay. All right, then. We can try the imprint that says Bill Farron, but understand that if the ISBN does not have an imprint or the correct imprint, the ISBN is useless for you because as soon as we put this imprint on any publishing platform, as they will ask for it, you know, in the publishing process, as soon as we do that, they ask us for an imprint. If the imprint is incorrect, the ISBN is of no use to you without an imprint, because there are thousands of ISBN numbers available online, but you cannot use them. Why? Only the owner will have the imprint or the key to it. That's why the imprint is really important. Without the imprint, ISBN is useless. So just keep that in mind. I will let the team know to try the imprint that you provided, which is Bell Farren. Let's look into that. If it works, well and good. If it doesn't, then you have to work through with the company, from where you purchase the ISBN. See, there are a lot of scams going on in the market in regards to the ISBNs and copyrights. That's the reason why we are very much vigilant. And in regards to the upsell, since this was an additional service, that's the reason why the representative was going forward with an amount to you. But I guess that just got out of hand, and it could have been done more professionally. Anyhow, let's figure this out, Bill, and move past this, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Let me figure this out if this imprint is correct. You need to find out why your ISBN is only appearing on BookWire, because if it's not a legit ISBN, understand that your book will not go through with it. You know, if there's no imprint, if the ISBN is not registered, that's going to give you long-term problems afterwards from the publication platforms, because they're going to come back right at you. It's not an issue with us, but, you know, since you're publishing the book, might as well do it right. You know, you're not going to do this again and again. That's the bottom line only. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, then. I'm going to let you go now, Bill. You look into these things on your end, and let me have a discussion with the team in regards to the imprint that you provided to me. If it doesn't work, I'm going to have you, I'm going to call you back. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.